Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. David Jankolo, a healthcare practitioner specializing as a cardiologist in Linksfield Clinic, is president of the South African Heart Association, no less. And he'll be talking to us here today on the impact of COVID-19 on the heart. Here is Dr. David Jankolo.
This is Dr. David Jankolo, cardiologist, the immediate past president of the South African Heart Association. Good afternoon to all your listeners and thank you for the opportunity. You've asked me a number of questions with respect to COVID-19 and heart disease. Well, first of all, I want to reassure your listeners that the vast majority of people that contract COVID do not have cardiac or heart-related complications. However, we do know that these can rarely occur, and physicians that are attending these patients, particularly in hospital and in ICU, need to be vigilant for these possible complications that rarely do occur. And these occur blood clotting, such as clotting in the veins of the legs, which can cause clotting in the lungs, pulmonary emboli. And most patients that are admitted are on blood thinners to prevent this. So physicians are quite aware of the possibility and take every precaution to prevent such a problem occurring. The other thing is that the COVID-19 can really cause inflammation of the heart muscle called myocarditis. But that is a rare complication. We do see sick patients, and we as cardiologists are often asked to see the patients, particularly when they're breathless, to determine or to assess how those patients, how their heart function is. And invariably we find normal heart function. Very rarely do we find reduced heart contractility suggestive of a heart muscle inflammation. There can be fluid occasionally around the heart called pericarditis, and also even more rarely with diffuse inflammation that can cause clotting of the heart, the cardiac, the little arteries that supply the heart muscle, leading to heart attacks and what we call unstable angina. But that is an extremely rare complication. The other thing is we do know that those patients that are obese, that have high blood pressure, who are diabetic, and those that have underlying heart disease may be at greater risk for an adverse outcome if they contract COVID-19. They're not at increased risk for getting the virus. So those patients are usually treated very cautiously for possible complications. But once again, the vast majority of people that get COVID-19 do not have heart-related complications. The second question that you've asked me is about COVID-19 vaccines and the impact on the heart. Well, particularly the mRNA vaccines, such as the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, have been identified to possibly cause a viral inflammation of the heart muscle, once again, a vaccine-related myocarditis. But this is extremely rare, and in Israel, the one series of over 5 million cases, there was approximately 120 cases. And most of these have occurred in young men below the age of 30, and the viral inflammation occurs within days of the vaccine. So it is a rare complication, and in fact the benefits of getting the vaccine far outweighs the risk of the possible vaccine-related complications. In all of these cases, these patients have actually recovered. So I want to once again reassure the public and to urge everybody to get vaccinated. The sooner we get to herd immunity, the better that will be for all the citizens of South Africa. Thank you very much.